Now, Margaret Mills is back with me again today. And, Margaret, I think you're looking this week at the Dutch cottage at Rayleigh.
I am, yes. Fascinating little building, this little house, actually. If you've been up the very steep Crown Hill at Rayleigh lately, you will have seen near to the top the Dutch cottage. Now, don't be fooled by the date shown. It says 1621 that it dates from, but architectural historians say actually it's about 120 years later.
Right.
So why a Dutch cottage in Rayleigh? Well, of course, in the 16th and 17th century, Dutch engineers were coming over to Essex to show us a way of draining land and actually keeping water out. And of course, no one is more expert at that than the Dutch. Mm. And they actually built some cottages on Canvey Island. Sure. And born in one of these cottages at Canvey Island was a lady called Naomi, who subsequently became Mrs. Hurrell, and moved with her husband, Mr. Hurrell, to the Dutch cottage at Rayleigh. So we believe, although we can't be certain, but it was her who sort of forged the date on the Dutch cottage.
Right.
Now, if you've been past the Dutch cottage, you'll know how tiny it is. And the Hurrells, Mr. and Mrs., lived in there with their 9 children. Quite how they all got in there, I do not know, but they did. And why were these cottages built in an octagonal shape? Well, again, there are different stories. One story says that it makes the building stronger to be built in an octagonal shape. Another story says, well, of course, you've got views from all the way around. But the story I like the most is from Essex superstition and folklore that says they were purposely built in an octagonal shape to keep the devil and evil spirits from hiding in the corners of the room.
Well, 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 okay. Now, I seem to recall that you used to be able to go around that Dutch cottage, but I don't think you can anymore.
I thought you could, but only one afternoon a week.
Yeah.
I may be wrong about that. I would say check the council's website, and there may be something on there. But it used to be Wednesday afternoons.
Right, fair enough. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And next week, what are you off to then?
Well, we're going to have a little military flavour next week and look at the Rochford Volunteers.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.